The U.S. Senate today passed a Coast Guard bill that includes a 3-year moratorium on vessel discharge regulations for boats 79 feet and smaller. The House is expected to pass it this week, too. If the moratorium doesn't pass by December 19th, Alaska's fishing fleet will have to comply with new regulations the industry claims are unworkable. As APRN's Liz Ruskin reports, an effort to permanently kill the regulations failed to get through.
Senator Barbara Boxer's bill would have lifted the small vessel discharge regs entirely, but the California Democrat said from the Senate floor she had to settle for a 3-year reprieve.
It's the best we can do, and I want the American people and the fishermen to know we tried so hard to get this fixed permanently.
The bill passed the Senate by consent with no vote. The threat of EPA regulation for incidental vessel discharges has been hanging over Alaska's fishermen for years. The rules would apply to all kinds of fluids that flow from fishing boats, including bilge water, fish hold effluent, and deck wash. Homer fisherman Buck Lokaitis read the regulations the EPA drafted and says the quarterly inspections they require would have been difficult. Lokaitis says the rules were baffling, too.
I mean, do you have grease coming out of the shaft of your boat, you know, the propeller shaft? Well, I don't know. Do I have to dive on that and find out?
The EPA estimates compliance would cost boat owners less than $140 a year. But Lokaitis, whose boat was in Accutan unloading cod as he spoke, says fishermen will have dodged a huge bullet if the moratorium clears Congress.
We have enough to comply with and to figure out and how to catch a few fish and how to make some money, let alone, you know, having a full-time compliance officer trying to keep track of an EPA permit.
Republican Senator David Vitter from Louisiana offered the 3-year fix the Senate passed. He didn't explain why it was preferable to permanently lifting the regulation for fishing boats and other commercial vessels. Senator Boxer alleges lawmakers aim to use the measure as future leverage.
I don't think they're really objections to the permanency. They're political objections to try and use this to get some other bad stuff attached to it, and I'm not going to let that happen.
In Congress, the small vessel discharge regs have been politically linked to rules for ship ballast water. Boxer has insisted on strict rules for ballast water, which can transfer non-native invasive species from one port to another. Senator Lisa Murkowski says the discharge regulations would affect thousands of Alaska's commercial fishermen. Murkowski says she'll work for a permanent fix when the new Congress convenes in January.
We don't need to inject this uncertainty into the operations of our hardworking fishing families. We need to have a permanent solution.
Murkowski says it will require addressing the ballast water problem, too. The vessel discharge moratorium is in a bill that keeps the Coast Guard underway for 2 years. Its sponsor, Senator Mark Begich, says the bill authorizes $1 billion more than the White House requested to modernize the Coast Guard with new cutters and aircraft. In Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.